From this month's Crestone Eagle, we bring you Anya Katz's story about a mushroom cooperative growing in Alamosa. Matias Francisco, a co-op member and team leader for the Sand Dunes Mushroom Cooperative, describes himself as someone with a lot of hope. "I've never been part of such a unique project in my life," Francisco explained. "We're learning as we go, and it's very inspiring." After the Alamosa-based Colorado Mushroom Farm closed in September 2022, 250 workers were displaced, most of whom were immigrants from the Guatemalan highlands. The largest percentage of these workers speak a Mayan language. Many workers and their families arrived at the Colorado Mushroom Farm in the early 80s. It was a matter of one or two workers learning about the farm and reaching out to a family member back home saying, "Hey, there's work here. Come join us," Francisco explained. After the Colorado Mushroom Farm closed, the workers were unemployed, without access to resources, and in many cases were owed a significant amount of back pay. They frantically began looking for other work. Francisco and a dedicated coalition of advocates recognized the urgent need for support. The path forward began to take shape when the Rocky Mountain Employee Ownership Center and the AJL Foundation stepped in, expressing a genuine desire to help support the displaced workers. At first, aid for the workers came in the form of support for gas cards, utility bills, food, and mortgage payments through local agencies. Soon after, a survey was sent out through the Rocky Mountain Employee Ownership Center, showing that there was a huge workforce ready to get back to work, in addition to a substantial demand for mushrooms. Initially, their idea was to buy back the old mushroom farm, but eventually a new idea took shape. "At the old farm, there was a lot of unhealthy competition," Francisco explained. "The more workers picked, the more they'd get paid. Some people would skip lunch or their break just to get their day's worth," Francisco added. Together with other workers and assistance from the Rocky Mountain Employee Ownership Center and the AJL Foundation, the idea for the Sand Dunes Mushroom Cooperative was born, with a focus on healthy work ethics, communal resilience, and prioritizing quality over quantity. The Sand Dunes Mushroom Cooperative is also located in Alamosa and plans to open as a pilot project in late April. The cooperative's founding work members will produce a variety of gourmet organic mushrooms, including golden oysters, blue oysters, lion's mane, chestnuts, and white elm. The team was used to growing more traditional mushrooms such as portobello, cremini, and white button. Growing different kinds of specialty mushrooms has been a learning experience for everyone involved. A lot of this is trial and error. "This is such a new process for the team members and myself," Francisco explained. "We're learning what grows best in the valley and how to sustain healthy environments for different kinds of specialty mushrooms. The most fun part is learning how to be patient with ourselves and the mushrooms, and having the will to learn something new. What we're learning together is so valuable." While the Colorado Mushroom Farm once produced up to 13 million pounds of mushrooms per year, the Sand Dunes Cooperative plans to keep things a lot smaller, at least for now. The mushrooms Francisco and his team grow will be distributed locally to farmer markets and restaurants. Eventually, when the cooperatives can raise enough money, they plan to purchase a refrigerated van to transport the mushrooms longer distances. Central to the project's ethos is its cooperative structure, empowering workers to take ownership of their futures. The goal is to empower them so they can take control of their own company, learning and growing alongside it, Francisco explained. This collaborative spirit extends beyond the farmers, encompassing community engagement and mutual support networks. "Our workers come together as a group and make decisions collectively. This is building a strong business, but also a strong, resilient community. It's beautiful to see the people grow and transform and believe in themselves, Francisco reflected. Looking ahead, Francisco expressed hope for the cooperative's expansion and its potential to catalyze positive change on a broader scale. Maybe one day Alamosa could be a training center where people can come and learn how to grow mushrooms, he mused, encapsulating the boundless ambition and optimism driving this project forward. Maybe I have too much hope, Francisco laughed, but I can't help it. This project gives me so much hope. The Sand Dunes Mushroom Cooperative is currently seeking donations to help them in the last stages of their initial development. Donations can be made through givebutter.com/P9IFHS. For a full version of this article and other fascinating stories, visit CrestoneEagle.com. For KRZA and the Crestone Eagle, I'm Janet Woodman.